Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Arizona State won 74-65. Nice job by St. John's. I think they actually think that right now it looks as though Chris Mullin's done such a great job with this team that they actually believe it's halftime right now. They think that because they seem like they still got a shot in this one. The game just ended, but I think it's halftime. The way they play, I've never seen a dumber basketball team in my life. I mean, they played the dumbest basketball I've ever seen. Passing, turnovers, missed free throws. Like, they missed half their free throws. They made, literally, five threes the whole game. They shot 100.
And let me tell you, Arizona State, they're lucky they were playing St. John's.
They're just as bad.
They weren't that great either. They were playing any of these other teams, they would have been in a lot of trouble tonight.
So that's Arizona State's first NCAA win since 2009. So Bobby Hurley doing a good job in Tempe? Do you think he's doing a good job, or do you think they barely got in?
They barely got in. I still think there's some building to be done there.
Do you think he did a better job at Buffalo than he did at Tempe?
Well, Buffalo is a very hard job to win at. Now, Nate Oates has taken over for Hurley at Buffalo and has taken the team to heights that Hurley did not get them to. So, winning last year against Arizona, now this year they're a sixth seed. So Oates is, kind of taking what Hurley did there and kind of ran it even further. And now how about Hurley gets to play his old team, Buffalo,
on brother, Friday. Our boy Danny Hurley was there supporting his brother tonight. Honestly, though, I just have to say again for the 50th time, St. John's was the worst performance I think I've ever seen in any kind of tournament game of any magnitude. Not even the Maui Classic have I seen anybody choke that bad and just play so poorly and just turn the ball over and miss shots. I mean, they were clank city. Absolutely clank city. Now, Ponce had 25, Figueroa 19. Lost five straight NCAA tournament games. Their last one in 2000. St. John's has hit a new low. I mean, they just go. Now when they go, they lose. That's all they do, right? They flat out lose. Now, if I were Bobby Hurley, they're really celebrating and everything, getting excited. I thought they looked terrible, too, to be honest with you. You should take a really good look at that film of how bad his team is. But I'll give him this. They shot better than St. John's. St. John's, 31% from the floor, 25% from downtown, 8 of 31 from 3, and a pathetic 56% from the line. They had 11 steals. That kept them in the game. 16 turnovers. How about Arizona State? 21 turnovers. It's just crazy, right? So now Arizona State will play Buffalo in Tulsa. We heard about that, right? Friday? Is that when they play on Friday? We'll see what happens. I think Buffalo is better than Arizona State. Do you think Arizona State will beat Buffalo Mafia? Or do you think the Buffalo Bulls will handle their business and beat their old coach, Bobby Hurley?
I'm actually taking Arizona State as one of my upsets in that one. I know that people are going to bag on them for what they had this year. They didn't do a good job. I don't think they were a great team this year at all. They barely got in. But Buffalo, I'm kind of shaky on. I know that they got all that hype in the beginning and how great they were doing. And then they were still getting wins in that conference. But there were a lot of games in the middle of that season where they really had to work for it and barely beat some of these teams that they should have shellacked. So I think playing a bigger team like Arizona State, I think they might have trouble and lose that game. That's one of the upsets I'm taking.
Does anybody know what happened with Frank Howard, the Syracuse player, the senior guard? He had a 28.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores. Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.